Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I am your host, John M. Singletary Sr. Got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, aka LJ. That's who I do it for. And that's who I do it with. I have the unique honor and privilege to travel down this journey of podcasting and this wonderful thing that we call life with him. And I tell you what, I'm so tremendously blessed. And I just want to come to you today with a quick thought on the things that you can do. I think sometimes we're afraid to imagine how good life could get. We have such, you know, I talked about familiarity with the rock bottom, but unfamiliarity with the mountaintop. And I think a lot of times we're afraid to give ourselves permission to think of all of the things that we actually can do. You know, we're afraid to give ourselves permission to want the type of life that we want. But I think that there are several things that we should do. First off, to accept that the desire that's in our heart is rational, that it's real, and that it can be realized. Then secondly, I want you to paint a picture of how you see yourself getting there. And before you can paint the picture of how you want to get there, you've got to be real with yourself on where it is you're trying to go. Case in point, you know, I think about the life that I want for me and LJ. I want us to have time freedom, the ability to travel and to move and to do things that we're passionate about. To be able at a moment's notice to go see family and loved ones, and that we're able to have access to all the resources that we need, you know, therapy for LJ's autism. And then you get into the deeper parts. I would love to have a nanny, a chef, a nutritionist, a concierge doctor, you know, I'd love to have a driver. And I think a lot of times when you have these conversations, you know, people look at you crazy. But I've noticed that sometimes taking better care of yourself and outsourcing things makes you a lot more productive on the things that you really need to do. And so I want to encourage you to think about what it is that you really want from life, what it is that you really want to do in life. Then I want you ask yourself, what is the price that you're willing to pay with your service, your gifts, and your talents to get where it is that you want to go? And once you discover the things that you can do to get there, I want to encourage you to put a plan in place. Stop telling yourself what you can't do and start focusing on the things that you can do.